each agency has had typically its own way of managing SES performance and therefore their own SES performance appraisal system. At OPM, we've been supportive of agencies' need for flexibility, and their best understanding of the specific solutions and tools that they need to operate. So I don't know that there's necessarily is a problem, but at this juncture, we have discussed and really widely agreed upon a lot of the benefits that can result from the development and the application of a single performance appraisal system.
Given that you're aiming for a government-wide system, what sort of discretion will agencies retain in order to reward the good performers?
We want to offer a specific framework with components that we believe are critical and necessary for good performance management. There potentially could be certain elements of a system that would be standard across the government. There could be an agreement on a number of performance standards with a specific number of performance levels. There could be an agreement on how we define those standards and those performance levels. There could be an agreement upon how we derive the rating based, the overall summary rating based upon ratings for those specific performance standards. So these would be very general, consistent, standard components of a performance appraisal system. Agencies then would have tremendous flexibility to operate within that framework. They could have significant flexibility and empowerment to determine what agency-specific program commitments and results and metrics to apply to each performance standard, for example. I think a good metaphor would be in constructing a house. We would want to make sure that certain important features of the house are present, the foundation, the structure, the roof, and then give agencies the flexibility to determine how to decorate the rooms within that house.
Of course, they don't have a big budget for that decoration right now, which is also a challenge to promoting the SES. The agencies don't have a lot of tools to do
so
that.
So the limitations in budget in the next few years and the economically austere fiscal conditions are a primary consideration as we move forward in this effort. One of the drivers, really, for this effort is to help agencies increase their efficiency in being able to manage the performance of senior executive service members. Many agencies expend quite a bit of resources in time and cost in developing these performance appraisal systems, in submitting them to OPM for approval and certification, quite a number of personnel hours, oftentimes costs. So by developing a single government-wide standard internally through agency participation, we're really leveraging economies of scale, bringing efficiencies to agencies, and developing an extremely cost-effective solution that will be available to every single agency, avoiding redundant and inconsistent efforts. Agencies will also be able to find efficiencies in time and cost savings because there will be a streamlined approval and certification process. If we only have one single performance appraisal system, the idea is that agencies won't need to work as hard or spend as much time or money preparing new systems to submit to OPM for approval and to obtain certification as well. The point you made also relates to compensation, and certainly in the next few years, the federal government is going to have some limitations in its ability to compensate its workforce overall, and that is the reality. But again, this system is designed to provide consistency and fairness and efficiency and ultimately transferability so that at least with respect to ratings and communications of performance expectations and the assessment of performance, agencies will be able to do a better job. And I think SES members will benefit from that as well.
Do you think this new performance management system will keep or will encourage people to stay with the federal government when they could go to the private sector and make more money there?
Well, I'm not prepared to say that the new system is going to be the saving grace to retain or to recruit executives in the federal government, that it will keep federal executives from moving into the private sector, or that it will be the key to recruiting private sector executives into the federal government. But I think it's a huge step in the right direction. To the extent that SES members feel that they can understand the expectations for which they will be held accountable, that there's fairness, there's transparency, there's predictability, and there's consistency from one executive to another. I think that helps in terms of their ability to succeed in the job and their engagement in their success and ultimately their success in the job. And that goes a long way to people wanting to work for the federal government.